Thank you very much, gentlemen, and welcome to the Bell MTS Place as the Maple Leafs tangle with the Winnipeg Jets, kicking off what everyone is anticipating to be a very exciting and hopefully a very successful season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. 36th campaign for yours truly, 20 of which I've had the pleasure of working with the gentleman to my right.
Over here,
hiding behind the mirror. And this, I don't know, Jimmy, looking back, not since 94, I think, that I've looked forward to a season as much as this.
I think maybe, and it was early in us working together, maybe 99, 2000, after the Leafs had made the playoffs under Pat Quinn and gone to the conference finals. But a different feel because it was a veteran team then, and they brought in Curtis Joseph. Thomas Caberlet made the squad out of training camp. Matt Sundin was becoming a dominant player in the National Hockey League. But this seems like the start of another era that may be successful.
And the opening face-off is brought to you by Vistaprint. We are looking forward to this one as it is knocked into the corner and now played off into the point. Zaitsev's shot goes wide. The Leafs defending the goal to our left. And it is Steve Mason down to our right in the Winnipeg Jets' hand. Bank pass out at center. And Zaitsev knocks it down into his own zone, hustles back after it to play it around on the boards for Gardner. Up the middle off Kadri to center ice it goes. Jets wheeling it right back in again. Morrissey with a shot deflected wide of the net by Anderson. In along the boards, played back to the blue line again. Morrissey trying to get the shot through. It's blocked. The rebound comes in front of shot right on. And a huge save off Sean Matthias, the former Maple Leaf, made by Frederick Anderson to start this game.
We go back to the meeting between these two clubs a year ago in this building. It was game three of the regular season, but memorable in the sense that the Leafs came in at a 4-0 lead in the second period. Jets came back with four goals to tie it, including two by Patrick Laine, the Winnipeg Jet rookie. And then Laine wins it in overtime. So an important game for the Leafs, and I think it's going to be important to see how they play in the close games and if they're able to protect the leads if they have them in the late stages.
Ehlers centering pass comes back to Morrissey at the point. The shot goes to Ehlers on the wing. He goes to the net, and his backhand went off the pad of Anderson wide. Good start here for the Jets. Over on the far side for Trouba, and the shot is going to deflect up into the crowd. And out of play. The faceoff coming in the Toronto zone. And it's brought to you by North Toronto Auction. Vehicles for every need that fit every budget. You can bid on it.
Well, the difference between now and a year ago when the Leafs opened at Ottawa, one rookie making his NHL debut tonight. Seven were in Canada, including Austin Matthews, who had four in his first 40 minutes of play in the National Hockey League.
Andreas Borgman is the youngster making his debut, 22 years of age from Stockholm, and he won the battle. Shot from the blue line off the blocking glove of Anderson. Pumped up on the wall, Hyman doesn't get it out. Matthews had it in his skates. Zaitsev will play it off the boards to center. Nylander propels it down into Winnipeg territory. Oakville native Mason playing it along the boards, and it is played back of the net by Toby Enstrom, and out at center ice it comes down. The Jets across the line. Shifley trying to send it in, off a skate it goes, and Nylander is wheeling back at center for Toronto. In on the right side with Hyman trying to go to the net for him. The puck goes to the side of the goal! Centering pass, and it was knocked away as the Fair jumped in there, and Mason has to make a big save. A hit there sends Shifley to the ice. Has a good hit by Borgman. That gets the youngster into the game rather quickly, and Shifley knows all about it. In around back of the net now for Brown. Connor Brown for the Leafs into the corner. Banks it to the point and a shot taken by Ron Hainsey, the newcomer, and that went just wide of the goal. Good pace to the early going here. In across the line now for Kadri. Into the slot and a shot, and it deflected off a body of Myers and went wide. Rebound back of the goal. Dmitry Kulikov trying to pin his man. Played free now by Matt Martin. Back of the net is Kadri trying to wrap it around, and he was dragged to the ice, but no clearing attempt by Winnipeg made, and now finally sent by Andrew Kopp to center ice. Hainsey back in his own zone, and the first penalty of the game is coming here to Toronto. The referees tonight Tim Peel, 51 years young from Toronto, and Graham Skilleter from La Ronge, Saskatchewan. He is 23. Steve Barton of Van Cleeks, Ontario, 45. And Ryan Galloway of Winnipeg is also 45.
This was not on Ron Hainsey. You thought it might have been a little bit of interference, but it was Morgan Riley before that that got the stick up. And it's going to be a high sticking call. The Winnipeg Jets will go to their first power play. They were 18th overall in the National Hockey League last year at 18.2%.
And the penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. During the preseason, the Jets were clicking along at 29.5% on the penalty or on the power play, as Zaitsev off the draw is able to send it out and down the ice.
Zaitsev out with Hainsey. And you've got Hyman and Komarov up front for the Leafs in the penalty kill.
Bufflin gives the puck away. Leo sends it back to the defenseman, and Hainsey sends it out and down the ice. Here comes Bufflin again at center. Got away from one, gets to the line, dishes it off on the wing. It comes over on the near side for Laine, and his shot was high and wide. Kept in by Blake Wheeler on the far side. He gets another opportunity to keep it in. Sends it around back of the net. Now it is Zaitsev trying to outmuscle his man there, and Adam Lowry. Puck comes into the slot, but it's chopped off a stick, and it's going to push its way out into the center ice zone. Lowry back in on the left wing. Here's a chance for Laine into the corner. He comes out to the top of the circle to Bufflin. Over on the far side, back to Laine. And a big save made there by Anderson. The quick release of Laine on display, but pushing post to post was Anderson. Bufflin a drive, stopped by Anderson. Rebound to Fair, and he'll take his time and send it out and down the ice.
Crowd loves the opportunities the Jets have been able to manufacture. 5-1 already the shots in favor of Winnipeg.
37 seconds left in the penalty to Morgan Riley. Shot into the Toronto zone and around on the wall it comes. Didn't quite get to Jake Gardner. Kept alive by Matthew Perreault, who sends it around the far side. Trouba keeping it in for the Jets. Now it goes to Brian Little. Little around back of the net. Back to the blue line to Tyler Myers. The shot is off the mark wide. Rebound for Brown, but he can't get it out. Myers will try again. Here comes the shot into the glove and out of Anderson as he couldn't control the rebound. Trouba at the point. Far side it goes, kept alive by Winnipeg. Trying to work in as Ehlerson. A shot is kicked away by Anderson. That's his seventh save. Back at the point, another shot and another save by Anderson. And the Maple Leafs, with the penalty over, get it out into the center ice zone. Still no score. 5 minutes into first period action here in Winnipeg. Backhanded again into the Toronto zone. Hainsey had it go off a skate. Matthews is able to spin it off the boards. And now it is Carrick getting it ahead. Here's Nylander in over the line. A pass in front. Oh, and a big save made there by Mason. Patrick Marleau almost opens the scoring in his very first game in a Leaf uniform.
And the Leafs end up with a 2-on-1 down low, and Nylander has the puck in his stick, the perfect saucer pass to Patrick Marleau. Marleau had time to cradle it and maybe go in 1-on-1 on Mason. Elects to get it away quickly, and I think got it a little too much towards the center of the net. There was some room on the glove side.
508 goals in a San Jose uniform. He almost had number 509 in a Leaf uniform. Here's Matthews. Back to the point to Connor Carrick. And the linesman says the puck came out over the line and that it is offside. But Frederick Anderson has come up big here in the early going for Toronto, facing 8 shots and at least 4 of them. Pretty yep. Good saves.
And yet, maybe Mason's has been the most impressive so far, as looking at guys that are wide open. For Mason, this is going to be an interesting season as well. His third NHL team now, after winning Rookie of the Year with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Some time in Philadelphia.
Former Calder Trophy winner when he was with Columbus in 08-09. His daughter, Emma, is a year old tomorrow. Here's Zaitsev, flipping it in wide of the Winnipeg goal, but it's offside at the blue line, so it's going to be brought out into the center ice area. 14-28. Number of new rules to keep in mind this year. First off, after an icing, the team cannot call a timeout to give their players a bit of a breather, protecting maybe a one-goal lead.
Well, and how many times is that when the timeout was used? At any time during the game?
I would say better than 50 anyway.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think I'd say 75% of the time.
Usually in the second period when there was a long change.
And the rule that we suggested, and they have obviously been listening to us, is that on the offside rule after a goal, if they are wrong to question the linesman on the play, then a delay of game penalty comes up as a shot ricochets up into the corner of the rink. Another shot deflected in front of the net. That went off line A. Line A taken to the boards, and it is played ahead, and now Bozak turns for Toronto. Bozak dragging it up the wall to chip it ahead for Marner. He is able to play it down into the corner, ridden off the puck by Ehlers, and now the Jets turn it back up ice. Winnipeg getting out at center, but an errant pass, and it is Morgan Rielly counterattacking for Toronto. He'll shoot it in off the glass. Mason couldn't slow it up. Kulikov for Winnipeg just plays it high into the center ice area. And now another penalty
coming up, and it's going to go to the Leafs.
And
or is this too many men on the ice?
I don't know. We're going to listen in on
Toronto number 47, equipment violation.
Boy, now is this the visor being too high?
Leo Komarov's visor is in question here, and now we've got Mike Babcock wanting the official to come over. We'll sort it out, but you're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. One of the videos that the league sent out on equipment violation is the visor not protecting the eyes. Leo Komarov wears his extremely high, and I think what's happened here is he started the shift with it in place, but as he plays, he's given it a little shove with the glove, and Tim Peel has called this. This is one of the new edicts from the National Hockey League. You wear the visor, it's got to protect your eyes. Up on the wing, it comes to center, stolen by the Leafs, and Eric Fair has sent it out and down the ice. Fair played just one game for the Maple Leafs last year after the trade from Pittsburgh before being injured. Now here's Wheeler in over the line, dropping it back. Adam Lowry to the point, over to line A. Line A got around one, and then his pass went off a leg and went harmlessly wide. Lowry back to the point. Wheeler couldn't control it. It's played around back of the net. Lowry, centering pass off the side of the net, and it's grabbed by Ron Hainsey, who sends a long bouncing shot down towards Mason, who came out and played that into the corner. We're going to see another one of those this year, I guarantee you.
You got that feeling?
I got that feeling. Another 200-footer. Here the Jets back in with Jacob Trouba. He gets around the defense. He's in a goal! And he couldn't beat the foot of Anderson going wide. Twice that's happened now that Anderson has out lengthened the stretch around the goal crease. Cleared to the line and out and down the ice.
Boy, 9 shots already for the Jets. This is their second power play, but Freddie Anderson has looked as sharp as we'd seen him at any time last season, and we're only 8 minutes in.
Trouba sends it around into the far corner for Matthew Perreault. Poked away, grabbed by Marlowe, launched high off the glove of Trouba and into the Toronto bench. And it'll be whistled down and a faceoff coming outside the blue line with 24 seconds remaining in the power play for the Jets. And with Leo Komarov in the box, Patrick Marlowe seeing some ice time in the penalty kill along with Zach Hyman.
Boy, Freddie Anderson is just, the post-to-post movements.
Morrissey in on the wing and a shot. Anderson knocked that down. Didn't know where the rebound was, but he was able to clear it. And now here's a chance for Marlowe, but his wrist shot went off a leg and harmlessly wide. He'll peel to the bench for a change as the penalty is about to expire. Brown out there now along with Connor, or at least with Austin Matthews, and a shot around the boards. It comes to the near side. Morrissey keeping it in. The Leafs are able to push it out at center by Komarov, who's out of the box. And with almost half the first period in the books. The Leafs have had just three shots on Steve Mason. Bufflin back in his own zone for Toby Enstrom. Return to Bufflin. Bufflin's pass knocked down there by Sean Mathias goes into the Toronto end. Carrick can't come up with it. Good checking on the near boards there by Borkman as it comes back to the blue line. Long shot, deflects wide. Andreas Borgman playing it ahead at center, and Nylander couldn't hook up with his countryman's pass. Played back in, broken up there by Kadri. Spun ahead for Nylander, and it is chopped into the bench area of the Winnipeg Jets with 10:45 to play in the first period. And it's been the Frederick Anderson Show facing 10 shots successfully, still no score.
Usually early on in the season, it's the legs the goaltenders worry about. Maybe you look back at the fact that they play. But obviously getting in the full games in preseason is a big step to being ready for the regular season. But the Leafs had better turn things around. And I think you've really got to watch Leo Komarov, that this can't be a recurring problem.
No.
I mean, the officials have to call it. They've got a mandate with what to crack down on, what to call.
Here's a pass intercepted by Marner, and a swinging shot made there by Van Riemsdyk was stopped there by Mason. Back of the net for Marner. Into the corner for Bozak. Took JBR and a shot. Went off Myers and went wide. Rebound cleared to the line and out. It's a delayed offside that's going to be whistled down. Van Riemsdyk was in behind the net. And so a faceoff comes out into the center ice area. And if you're the Winnipeg Jets, you're thrilled with the start. But it's like the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. You have not been rewarded for your early action. And the Leafs hoping to counterattack here and get something going after killing off a couple of penalties. The new face-off rule is also in effect here tonight. Well, the old rule, just heavily enforced. Chip down into the Toronto end. Zaitsev in back of the goal, trying to chip it high into the near corner. He's done just that. Austin Matthews swings it back behind the net. And Zaitsev now battles Mathias for the puck as it comes to Hyman, but not out. Bufflin steps in on the right side, got around one, in with a shot right on, stopped by Anderson, and the rebound was pushed wide of the goal. Enstrom trying to keep it in. Nylander has skated around back of the net. Zaitsev plays it up to him, and they can't get it by Big Bufflin. Here are the Jets again trying to center. That's broken up. And Hyman in the corner trying to control Armia. That didn't work out very well as he got knocked to the ice. Andrew Kopp for Winnipeg. Back to the blue line, but Myers hadn't reached the line in time. Has to go back to center ice to reorganize before it shot in.
Well, and that was fortunate for the Leafs. Winnipeg had a full line change in. And ended up clearing the Leafs zone themselves.
Brandon Tanev sends it down into the Toronto end. Here's Connor Carrick getting it ahead at center for Leo Komarov. In across the line for Marlowe. He couldn't make a pass. It's chipped high in the air. And the outreach of Myers there was able to haul it in. And now the Jets with a bank pass that goes by everyone, but the icing is waved off. Carrick gets it up ahead off of Fair. And now Brown starts away for Toronto. A left wing feed. Borkman in. The rookie goes into the corner. Now around back of the net. He centers. And it was knocked away. And a whistle here. And a high stick has come.
It's got to be against the Leafs. They had control of it when the whistle went.
Morrissey down on a knee in front of the Winnipeg goal, and the third straight power play for Winnipeg is coming as a result. The penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. No score. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Bell MTS place, and it has been all Winnipeg except on the scoreboard. Three straight power plays for the Jets, 12-4 shot advantage, and the draw on the circle to the left of a very hot Frederick Anderson. Draw won by Winnipeg. Bufflin dishes it off. Scheifele couldn't get to it. Hainsey pokes it up the boards, but Leo couldn't get it out. Hainsey has stolen it again, and this time Uncle Leo sends it out and down the ice. Hyman up forechecking. Hyman, along with Truba and Copps, were all teammates at one time with the University of Michigan Wolverines. Pass into the slot. Shifley onto the wing. Back for Shifley in front. Owen Anderson got there again. Line's shot is blocked, and the rebound comes back to the blue line. Bufflin, another shot deflects in front. Leafs can't chop it out. Bufflin's been able to keep it in. Back to the point it comes. Shifley to Patrick Laine. Laine holds. Down into the corner. Bufflin's down low there. Bufflin holding. Back to Laine. Laine to the blue line. Shifley to the far side. Wheeler closes in. Hit the side of the goal. Chipped into the corner. Leo's got a chance to clear, and he gets it elevated on the backhand, doing just that.
Winnipeg Jets might be a little guilty now on their third straight power play in the first period of trying to be too fancy.
Pass the puck into the net. Here's a chance for Ehlers. Back to Myers. Walks the line with a pass into the slot. Ehlers gets it back again. Fresh with that new contract. Back to Myers. Myers over on the far side. Truba stumbles and falls a little bit, and that took away a lot of the oomph on the shot, and well, Anderson is able to smother it.
Well, I think Brian Little may have redirected this. I think it was sort of a half slapper, half pass. But Freddie Anderson, I mean,
he looks
set, square to everything, and it appears that he's in the head of the Winnipeg Jets right now, as we said. Instead of just getting into the middle of the ice, using Tyler Myers or Dustin Bufflin to hammer it and look for a redirection or a rebound.
32
seconds.
They're
trying to make the perfect play.
Left in the penalty. Here's Truba at the point. Shot and through a maze. Anderson again. And he gets a friendly little tap from Ron Hainsey. And why not?
15 shots in about 13 minutes. And we can talk about We can talk about the scoring. We can talk about the depth, the youth of this team going forward. But that guy in the blue paint is always going to be just as important as everybody else.
Faceoff to the left of Anderson. Won again by Winnipeg. Truba at the point. Doesn't shoot it. Now a shot on the far side is blocked in front of the net. And it is swiped out and down the ice. And Shifley, or no, it's not Shifley, it's Perro going to the bench. He may have taken that on the wrist or forearm. Here the Jets getting back in over the line. Going wide is Ehlers. He goes back at the net. He's centering pass. And it's knocked away and the Leafs are counterattacking. Here's Hainsey through center to Brown coming off the bench. A pass in front for Hainsey. And he deflected it just wide. Carrick at the point. Sends it towards the net off a leg and it'll come back out into the center ice area. Carrick quickly ahead off Matthews and into the Winnipeg end. Bufflin punches it around the boards. And it is Joel Armia getting it out at center ice. Carrick trying to settle things down here a little bit. Matthews couldn't get a pass to work as Bufflin was there. Nylander unable to punch it up the wall. It goes back to the Toronto goal. Still no score here in the first period. And that, my friends, is the good news. Here is Nylander coming to center. A pass into Marner on right wing. Marner with a pass back in, and that deflected off Bufflin and went just wide of the Winnipeg goal. Toby Enstrom with a long shoot-in along the boards to the far side. Back of the net, they bang in there. Carrick couldn't come up with it. Bounces to the side of the goal, and turning with it now is Bortman, and he'll get it ahead, and Marner outlets to Carrick. Carrick's pass, trying to find Nylander, missed, and an icing charge here coming against the Maple Leafs will bring it back into the Leafs zone with 5:28 to play in the first period. No score.
Winnipeg Jets in their conference, Western Conference last year, finished ninth. So they were the first team slotted in the standings that missed the top eight, which was a playoff position. But a little bit deceiving because they went 10-2 in their last 12 games when they were already out of it. You would certainly look at some of the offense they've got, some of their youth, and think they should be much improved this season.
Paul Maurice suggested that 900 games last year were played by Winnipeg players 25 years of age or younger. Here's Marlowe trying to get it back to the blue line. Didn't have enough mustard to get to it. And Tanev now breaking and a whistle.
And this is going to be a Winnipeg power play. Or pardon me, a Winnipeg penalty in the Leafs' first power play of the game. As a hooking call behind the play is detected. And we'll see if the Leafs can cash in their first extra man opportunity of this young season.
Brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. The 2018s are here and your Subaru adventure begins at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. No score. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Maple Leafs going to the power play. Trouba goes off for hooking at the 15-minute mark. Leafs were second in the NHL in power play proficiency last year, and we'll see what happens here with their first of the campaign. They already are leading the league in penalty killing.
Yes. By the way, they were first, second overall in the power play, but first on the road, over 28%.
Here's Marner across the line for Van Riemsdyk, round back of the net. Van Riemsdyk saucers it off to Kadri, back to the point to Riley. Riley to Marner. A shot. Oh, and he just missed that far post. And Morgan Riley's not going to be able to keep the ensuing rebound in. He'll cut back to center ice. Finds Marner on the right side. Drop it back to Riley. To Marner again. Pass in front of the net. A shot right on. Rebound in front. Kadri bangs it in. And it's 1-0 Toronto. Nazem Kadri on the sixth shot on goal for the Maple Leafs. And a power play marker opens the scoring.
This is exactly what the Winnipeg Jets were trying to do. Make the perfect little plays, and the Leafs were able to get it to the net, and Steve Mason made a great stop from right out in front. But it was Kadri that was able to track down the rebound and get it short side blocker side on Mason, who was still turned towards the right post. But great puck movement by the Leafs. Give and go that started with Mitch Marner just inside the blue line on the right wing side. But Austin Matthews hasn't even had a power play shift yet, and the Leaf power play is 1-for-1.
Nazem Kadri had 12 last year, which led the Leafs in power play goal scoring. So 12 of his 32, a career high, came with the man advantage and his diligence around the net. And he pays off here. Yeah. It's 1-0.
He went to the front of the net and redirected it off Mason and then had the puck in his skate, kicked it back to the short side as he was drifting to that post, and then just chipped it blocker side on the right-handed catching Winnipeg goaltender.
Draw one by Toronto, kept in by Jake Gardner. Gardner swinging it around back of the net. Bufflin being banged into there. Matthews couldn't free it up from him. Now Matthews gets a loose puck free at the side of the net, coming to the front of the goal, and he couldn't drag it in front. Hyman falls but gets it in front of the goal, knocked away by Winnipeg, and they counterattack at center. Here's his Wheeler coming in on the right side, but it's going to be whistled down on the offside with 3:37 left to go. Had an interesting chat today at the morning skate. Len, Sandra, and Mike Moskalik are in from Thunder Bay. They're friends with Jake Gardner, and they were at the skate, but were very close friends with Walter Podubny.
Yes.
Young man that died a number of years ago, way, way too early, but was a delightful young man. We were reminiscing about his love for wrestling, as well as the Three Stooges. In the days before internet, when you had to have tapes, he had the entire collection of every Three Stooges. Everybody has a hobby.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Wally was a great young man. Here's Ehlers in across the line. Little gets the pass back in front of the net. It bounces. Knocked away by Morgan Riley. And Kadri now has it in the far corner for Toronto. He'll send a long alley-oop through center ice that Leo Komarov couldn't hunt down. But Uncle Leo gets a hit in anyway. In along the boards now. The puck comes free. And it is Ehlers sending it high down into the zone. Hainsey takes his man in against the boards. The puck knocked it up on the wing, and Eric Fair from nearby Winkler, Manitoba, is able to shove it all the way down into the Winnipeg end and back of the net. Lowry can't get it out, a shot, and Fair just failed to redirect that on the goal crease. Bouncing puck around on the near side. The goal from the Maple Leafs has taken a lot of the buzz out of the Bell MTS place. Played around back of the net now. Sent by Brown to the blue line. A shot by Borgman right on. Oh, that redirected just in front of the net. And Andreas Borgman almost had his first goal in the National Hockey League.
I'll tell you one thing. There is a physical presence there, isn't there? And I think that's what the Leafs were looking for.
6'8", 212.
But we saw in his very first shift a big hit to help kickstart his NHL career. And if Roman Polak is not going to be a part of the mix here with the Leafs, obviously you're going to miss his experience, but Borgman does give you that element of toughness and maybe a reason for the opposing team to keep their head up and they come over your blue line.
Here's a pass in front of the net. They score! Off the faceoff, James Van Riemsdyk! And the Maple Leafs have jumped to a 2-0 lead.
Well, a lot of talk about Austin Matthews, but it has been the Bozak line that has struck twice, bouncing puck off the faceoff. But Tyler Bozak is able to backhand one into the slot and onto the stick of Van Riemsdyk. Now, I don't know if this goes off a stick, Joe. The shot by Van Riemsdyk, but it beats Mason far side, blocker side. And the Leafs outshot 16-9 at this point. Now have a 2-0 lead. And it's been the old guys that have been able to get it done for the Leafs so far.
Van Riemsdyk and Bozak assist on Kadri's goal.
Still trying to get another look at it to see if it goes off the defenseman's stick.
Bozak will get the lone assist on the Van Riemsdyk tally. That makes it 2-0. A draw to the right of Frederik Andersen. Played up on the wall. Wheeler sends it into the corner. Now it is Nylander trying to force it up the boards, but it was kept in by Matthew Perreault. Now Nylander has launched it high and out and down the ice. No icing here. Zach Hyman outruns his man into the corner. Taken down by Toby Enstrom, and it's around back of the net. Guess we can't call him Tobias anymore. Played high to the blue line, kept in by Nylander. Down into the corner it goes. Here's Matthews curling out, still with it. Matthews drops it off. Penalty coming here against the Jets, and a goal by Nylander. A cross-crease pass, and Mason was nowhere to be found. Nylander had a 4x6, 3-0 Toronto.
This is a very simple play. Dump the puck in and go after it. Delayed penalty. Anderson's on the bench, but the extra Leaf never does get into the play. And trying to watch what Mason's looking at. But he is well out of position, moving to his right, and the puck comes back short side to William Nylander, who's got time to cradle the puck, look, and then snap it into the empty net. And the Leafs now have a 3-0 lead.
How improbable is this first period? Outshot 16-3. And now leading 3-0. Played ahead at center. Kadri taken to the boards. Couldn't get it into the zone. Marleau unable to trap it. And it's played by Winnipeg back into the Toronto end. Anderson rattles it back up on the boards. Patrick Marleau trying to send it ahead. He had Kadri in behind the defense, but it's trapped. Myers comes in. Missed the net by 10 feet. Kicked back in along the boards then by Kulikov as he was drilled to the boards. Armia back in his own zone, and the Jets will have to regroup. And this place is like a morgue here in Winnipeg. 3-0 Toronto. A pass deflects down into the Toronto zone. Anderson out of the cage, scoops it around the boards. Now it is Marner's turn to try and get it out, but he can't. Little banks it back in along the wall. Ehlers trying to curl out, drops it back. Morrissey into the corner with it. Morrissey trying to get away from his man, and he did, but it is Gardner getting back on his skates and stealing the puck back. But he did so with a high stick, and there's going to be a penalty to the Maple Leafs, the fourth in this period. They'll get a break that the intermission will dissect it in 24.3 seconds.
So it'll be 4-1 advantages, even though the Leafs did score on the delayed penalty that was coming. And that's a strange one. It looked like it was Jake Gardner, actually, that was being hooked. Flaps gate. But this is going to be a pretty important faceoff from a Toronto standpoint with 24.3 seconds left.
And an important 24.3 seconds. Draw one cleanly by Fair. Launched high and out and down the ice by Zaitsev. Jets Bufflin back in his own zone. A pass up to Laine on the left wing. Played in around the boards, back of the net. Scheifele let it go, a centering pass. Oh, what a save Anderson makes there. Adam Lowry stationed just a couple of feet off the crease. And the quick centering pass and the equally quick release. But again, Anderson was there tight to the post. And he makes the blocker save and then pounces on the rebound.
A little early to maybe bring this up, but you remember when Ed Belfour came to Toronto and how you saw him play post to post. Freddie Anderson, I thought at times, would be able to demonstrate that, but watching him in the preseason and the carryover now here into the first period of this game, there seems to be something a little more puffiness in his chest and how he carries himself in the blue paint.
Gardner and Matthews have drawn the assist on Nylander's goal, so the Calder Trophy winner from a year ago, 69 points, a little behind on his goal scoring statistic, but has picked up a point in the first period. Eric Fair and Lowry trying to face off with 5.1 seconds remaining in the period. Scheifele now will move in. And the draw scrummed. It rolls in front of the net, chopped into the corner by Brown. That should do it, and it does to end the period. So I'm not sure how you dissect this 20 minutes other than Frederick Anderson gave them enough time to get their legs underneath them, and then the Maple Leafs showed you some opportunistic scoring.
Yeah, and you can't even look at the goals, I think. Maybe the one by Nylander, you say, you know, a great pass was made, and they had good puck possession on the goal by Nazem Kadri, and it was just a face-off win by Bozak instead of Henry Riemsdyk. I don't know if you look at those goals and say, you know what, that's all skill. There were certainly some great things that happened for them to be in position to get the opportunity to put it in the back of the net, but it really all started at the other end. I mean, if this could have been 3-0 Winnipeg by the first 7 or 8 minutes of the opening period, and Freddie Anderson was absolutely brilliant. Let's not forget, I mean, pretty similar lineups to what we had a year ago, and if you don't think both teams remember, Toronto having a 4-0 lead in the second period, that disappeared and ended with a 5-4 overtime win by Patrick Laine and the Winnipeg Jets, you're mistaken if you don't think they remember it and it's going to be brought up. So from a Toronto standpoint, you got to stay out of the box.
I completely forgot.
Get through this. Yes.
But thanks.
Well, here, I'll find the highlights for
all
you.
All right, fine. We'll ship it off now to Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert with our first period intermission. 3-0 Toronto. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.